This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Is it okay for the U.S. taxpayer to help support medical schools located outside the United States? For instance, in a recent academic year, students at three medical schools in the Caribbean received $470 million in federally backed student loans. Reporter Janet Lauren's investigation into this is in the October issue of Bloomberg Markets Magazine. Ms. Lauren, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So you looked at some offshore medical schools in the Caribbean, in fact. What did you find?
Well, what was interesting is that these schools are for-profit. And as U.S. schools ramp up their own enrollment to meet a projected doctor shortage, ultimately it will be harder for these students to win residencies. And a residency is necessary to get a medical license.
So you might say to the students who get trained in the Caribbean schools, you take your chances. But the thing is, they're often racking up debt to pay for their education.
Yes, and their debt is significantly higher than the U.S. students at U.S.-based schools.
There's the debt burden, but there's also graduation rates. When you look at the percentages of the students who start at Caribbean medical schools versus the ones that actually become doctors or at least graduate, what do you find?
For the American University of Caribbean, it was about 66% finished the program on time. The number's in the 80s for U.S. students.
Now, you looked at a variety of schools, but you zoomed in on two in particular that were owned by which company?
DeVry. It's a for-profit education company based outside of Chicago.
What's the concern?
You know, the question is, are they putting their students ahead of profits? DeVry has been looking to diversify because as undergraduate enrollments decline, they're trying to find other ways to make up revenue.
Now, according to your reporting, some elected officials see all of this as a public policy issue?
Well, there's a question, why are these for-profit schools allowed to have their students borrow so much money?
Now, what is the company DeVry saying?
Well, they say students can read the gainful employment data, which tells students the median debt load and the percentage that complete the program on time is out there. They say they're giving students a chance who want to become physicians to do it if they had been rejected from U.S. schools. Here's the chance to follow your dream to become a doctor.
Janet Lauren's article, Dr. Dreams, appears in the forthcoming issue of Bloomberg Markets Magazine. Janet, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
For-profit colleges and their critics have begun meetings in Washington this week. They're trying to come up with ways to measure how much a degree from a for-profit institution leads to gainful employment.